Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. With the recent publication of the Environmental Protection Agency and U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' proposed new clean water rule, Farm Bureau is urging farmers and ranchers to tell the administration how much they value clean water and clear rules. The proposed rule, according to AFBF Zippy President Zippy Duvall, is a major step toward fair and understandable water regulation on America's farms and ranches and other working lands. The organization is still delving into the proposal, but Duvall noted even a quick glance shows many of the worst problems created by the previous rule, which would have treated much of the landscape as though it were water itself, are on their way out. The 60-day comment period on the proposed new clean water rule closes on April 15th. To make your voice heard, we are asking our leaders, members, and partners to help make our collective voice heard. The goal of the campaign is to encourage our members to participate in the organization's action request by simply texting WATERS, W-A-T-E-R-S, to 52886 and submitting their comments supporting the clean water rules that are clear and easy to understand. Together, we can make our voice heard. AFBF teamed up with other agricultural producer organizations this week to sponsor an ad in the Beltway publication, The Washington Examiner, to communicate the importance that the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement on Trade holds for farmers and ranchers with a focus on benefits at the state level. The ad communicates agricultural trade's importance on the eve of the National Governors Association meeting in Washington, February 22nd through 25th. Also joining AFBF in the advertising effort were the American Soybean Association, the National Milk Producers Federation, the National Pork Producers Council, and the National Corn Growers Association. National FFA Week runs through February 23rd. As part of the celebration, the organization is taking a look back at notable milestones and achievements. For example, did you know that it wasn't until 1969 that women were officially allowed membership into the National FFA organization? In the 50 years since the formal acceptance of female membership, women have become an integral part of the organization. Women have achieved significant milestones, and they continue to shape the future of agricultural education and the industry of agriculture. Culver's president and CEO Joe Koss was recently elected to the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance Board. Culver's is the first food retailer to join USFRA. Koss was featured in USFRA's Farm Food Facts podcast, where he highlighted the restaurant's Thank You Farmers Project and their appreciation for farmers and ranchers throughout the year. AFBF, along with the Utah Farm Bureau Federation, the State of Utah, and San Juan County, Utah, last week filed a brief in support of President Donald Trump's December 2017 proclamations decreasing the size of the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument and the Bears Ears National Monument. Filed in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, the brief backs the federal government's request to dismiss a series of consolidated cases filed against President Trump's declarations. The brief explains how changes made by the proclamations will protect ranchers' livelihoods by enhancing their ability to graze livestock in and around the monuments. Plaintiffs claims, if granted, would significantly jeopardize the Farm Bureau members who ranch in the area under the authority of multiple federal laws and regulations, just as their ancestors have done for generations over the last 150 years, according to the groups. A recently released White House broadband access report echoes AFBF's call for use of more robust, detailed data when creating broadband maps. Lack of access to broadband is a major problem in rural America, with 30% of rural Americans without it, while only 2% of urban Americans are disconnected. This is a significant issue for farmers and ranchers who must have access to fixed and mobile broadband to be more efficient, economical, and environmentally responsible, AFBF has told the Agriculture Department and other government entities. In publishing the American Broadband Initiative Milestones Report earlier this month, the White House was fulfilling a 2018 Farm Bill obligation that required the administration to create a 20-agency working group tasked with publishing a comprehensive report on actions federal agencies can take to support broadband deployment and adoption. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering a $1,500, a $1,000, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The foundation offers the scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and/or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, college, university, or career technical education program and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office by telephone or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 22nd. Any questions can be directed to the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. Trucking regulations can be complicated and farm exemptions compound that problem. Seems everyone has a different answer to your question. Come join us at noon on Tuesday, March 5th at the M&M Service Carlinville North facility to find out what you need to know. We're hosting a two-hour seminar that focuses on trucking laws, old and new, specifically for farmers. We'll introduce you to new rules, remind you of the old ones that still apply, and help you to figure out whether exemptions are available. Throughout it all, you'll have the chance to ask those farm trucking questions that everyone seems to have an opinion about, but no one can agree on an answer. Trucking laws have been reshaped in recent years, with more changes yet to come. Rules recently affected include farmer exemptions, harvest season permits, electronic logging devices, waivers for insulin-related diabetic drivers, a new Class C license plate, covered farm vehicle options for small trucks, and the UCR payment schedule and fees for 2019. Presenting the seminar will be Kevin Rund and Kirby Wagner, who specialize in farm transportation issues for the Illinois Farm Bureau, and they'll provide take-home materials covering these topics. Tom Wise with the Illinois Department of Transportation will be doing a mock inspection to help you prepare your truck for the road. The seminar and lunch is free to Farm Bureau members and M&M Service Company patrons, courtesy of M&M Service Company, Macoupin County Farm Bureau Young Leader Committee, and the Illinois Farm Bureau. But advance registration is required to help plan for the meal. Please call 217-854-2571 to reserve your place at the On the Road Seminar. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.